Dalla smiled thinly. She was beginning to wonder if there were anything this Slimo wasn't behind. Politics did indeed make strange bedfellows.
"Don't worry. I'm certain we'll find some suitable targets for your missiles," she said. "As for dispatching Fel, it was ease itself, really. One of my allies was invited to a private dinner aboard the Pelion. While the droids were inactive, he killed Fel quietly, begged off, and departed in his own ship. He was long gone by the time the death was discovered."
"Simplicity and boldness in one lethal combination. Who was this brilliant assassin?"
"Moff Tol Gatels."
He couldn't suppress a snort.
"Really? I'd never have guessed it."
"You didn't guess right about Vanson, either,"
she reminded him.
"Well played,"
he said, seemingly amused by the jab.
"But if Fel is dead, why haven't I heard about it?"
"If you were his people, would you want this all over the Holo News before you'd figured out how to present it?"
"No. But they will figure out how to present it quickly enough. Jag does not, forgive me, did not surround himself with fools."
"Which is why we will move, and move quickly, as soon as the others arrive."
As if on cue, there were several more flashes in the darkness of space.
"Ah, and here are Vanson's and Trevin's contributions," said Dalla.
It was a respectable turnout. Both Vanson and Trevin had far fewer resources than Lesserson, and their ships were of an age with the Maw Irregulars, though a few were newer. But the fleet was clearly starting to grow to something that would give any system pause. Dalla counted quickly and nodded as she realized the two Moffs had contributed almost 20 more vessels. She felt her heart pick up, not with fear, but with a familiar anticipation. She was more at home here than she had ever been in her offices on Coruscant. Dalla hailed and spoke with both Vanson and Trevin. A thick-set human of middle years with calf-colored skin and hair prematurely white. After exchanging pleasantries, she settled back to wait for Gatels. The minutes ticked by, and she began to frown, drumming her fingers on the arm of her command chair.
"The man of the hour is late," commented Lesserson.
She didn't bother to reply. 7 minutes later, she was relieved that, despite the delay, the man of the hour arrived, with even more than he had promised. 4 Star Destroyers, a carrier, 8 Starfighter wings, and nearly a dozen combined frigates and corvettes.
"Moff Gatels," she greeted him. "You're late."
"With, as you see, a few more additional ships. Some last-minute maintenance was required, but I assure you, they are all battle-ready."
"They are very welcome indeed. Captain Ramal, open a channel to all vessels."
"Open, Admiral,"